Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm using that term we're because I actually have two Lifestyles Unlimited members that are going to join me throughout the course of today's show. The first guy we're going to talk to, his name is Greg. And Greg is a really interesting guy because he's one of those guys that kind of figured out how to move through corporate America. Yeah, he did. He landed himself a job with a Fortune 500 firm, and he's been there for a very long period of time. And what Greg had been doing was essentially trading time for money. I mean, he did everything that everybody in his life had told him to do when it came to achieving success. But Greg got to a place in his life where he realized that, hey, this ain't working. You know, these targets that I kind of put out there in front of me, I'm not quite getting to where I'm trying to get to. Something is wrong. So he and his wife, Nicole, kind of talked about it. They did. They talked about it, and they found out about a company called Lifestyles Unlimited, and which just happens to be the company that, you know, sponsors this radio show, also is the company that provides the education and mentoring services that Greg and I utilize, because what we decided to do was to stop doing what everybody else told us we should be doing because we weren't getting the results that they promised. Greg took a different direction. And he and Nicole joined Lifestyles Unlimited as members, and they educated themselves on the proper way to invest. They went out and started investing, and they took a front seat approach to it. They didn't basically go out and let somebody else do all the work. Well, they did some of that, but they took the bull by the horns. They invested in single family assets. They invested in multifamily assets. And over time, they got to a place in 2019 where they had enough passive income coming into their household. Nicole was able to retire. You heard me correctly. Nicole stepped away from her corporate job. Now Greg, he still retained the corporate job because I'm just going to be very clear with you. Real estate investing will get you to where you are trying to get to, but whatever your current situation is has to be taken into consideration. And one of the things that Greg could not do was he really couldn't step away from his job because he actually has a child that has special needs. So when it comes to health insurance, this is a very, very, very important consideration in their life. But something happened about a month ago, and I brought Greg on the show specifically to explain to you how he effectively destroyed his corporate America career. You heard me correctly. He destroyed it. So, Greg, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Al. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You know, everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats because they're thinking, what have you done to destroy this corporate career? Now, let's frame this career for everybody. Let's make sure everybody understands this. You work currently for a major corporation, do you not?
Yeah, I can name it. I've been 26 years with Ford Motor Company.
Some people would say that's a life sentence. So was it a life sentence?
Some days it felt like it.
Okay. What happened a month ago that made you decide that now is the time to step away from doing something you've done for 26 years of your life?
Well, I gotta correct one little thing you said. You said that I destroyed my career, but I would tell you, I would actually think it's Lifestyles destroyed my career. The main reason is
okay.
The Lifestyles taught me how to grow my income. And most of us in the middle class, all we're really taught is how to trade time for money. And we're taught that the harder we work, the longer we work, the more money we will have. But what Lifestyles taught me was I can buy income-producing assets and make money that way. And that honestly was the seed that was planted inside my head, the idea that probably about 10 years actually broke me from a corporate perspective, because I knew there was another way to get to retirement, to get to that great place that I wanted to go. And instead, I shifted gears and started focusing on real estate.
So what else happened a month ago when you sat down with your boss? I mean, did you just kind of roll into his office and say, "Hey, boss, it's a beautiful sunshiny day out there. What do you got for me?" Or was it a different kind of meeting?
Oh, well, you know what? COVID has had some benefits here. I didn't actually have to go into the office to talk to my boss. We just had a little Zoom meeting. But it was my annual performance review, where they always sit you down and, you know, of course, they have a target raise that they're going to give to everybody, and they're going to choose 5% or 10% of the people to give a bigger raise to. So you have that typical discussion where most of the time your boss is sitting down and saying, "Gee, Greg, you know, if you'd only worked a little bit harder, if you'd only had a project that really showed your true potential, then we could have given you the higher raise." And he was, you know, trying to be real nice so that I wouldn't be upset, because that's what they teach you how to do. And it was just kind of funny, because I said, "Hey, John, you know, appreciate you going through all that. But just, you know, my feelings are hurt. I'm going to be retiring this year anyways. That's my plan." And he was kind of in shock for a second. It was like, "Really?" He said, I wish I was in a position to do that." And keep in mind, this guy is two promotions above me, and he's been with the company the same amount of time that I have been. So if anybody should have been in that position, it more likely should have been him, but he had never been exposed to real estate. So actually, the rest of my performance review, we spent talking about real estate, which was fun.
Because at that point, you'd already made up your mind. I mean, Ford Motor Company, really just all they did was solidify a decision that you were already formulating in your own brain, correct?
Yeah, this actually the original plan was for me to retire earlier, but when we took a look at my benefits versus Nicole's benefits, it made sense for me to stay on longer. So now is the time.
No, I get that, man, because one thing I've learned about you and Nicole is that family comes first. We come back from the break. We're going to get into what Greg did to step away from corporate America. You are going to want to hear his answer. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, "Look, here's what I want you to do." He said, "Tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power." He said, "Point it out for me." And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining me, I have Greg on the show with me. Greg is a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and about a month ago, Greg got called into his boss's office for a performance review that wasn't going to go necessarily in Greg's favor. But Greg really didn't care, because before that meeting occurred, which technically occurred over the internet, before that meeting had occurred, Greg had realized that he didn't need that corporate experience anymore. He had created a different situation in his life where he had bought real estate, and not just any kind of real estate. He bought the right type of investment assets, and not just any kind of investment assets that people live in. It has to be brick and mortar, affixed to the foundation, single family or multifamily assets, no condos, no townhomes, no trailer parks, none of that stuff, just the basics that work. So, Greg, how did you find out about these basic assets that were going to ultimately change your future?
Oh, so way back 2008, there was a time period where about 25% of my friends got laid off at the company. And so started looking for an alternative, and I kept hearing that real estate was a good way to go. Long story short, we ended up buying several turnkey rental properties across the country, and they were doing okay. Of course, turnkey rental is you're buying a house that's already fixed up. Sometimes it even has a resident in it. But we were buying these, and they were doing okay, not great. And I was looking for ways to improve our performance on those. That's when I discovered Lifestyles, and I took our two-day course that Lifestyles offers, and I learned all the things that I had been doing wrong. And then from there on, started following the Lifestyles map, and we ended up buying 9 more single-family rentals following the Lifestyles model. And it was clear that Lifestyles had the map because our profit and returns was significantly higher than we had doing the other way.
And after you acquired those assets, what was it that caused you to move on into multifamily? Why didn't you stay focused in that single family space?
I'm very much what's called a type B person, where I tend to overanalyze things and really think about them for long periods of time before jumping. My wife and I joined Lifestyles before it was a national organization. And so the only way for us to attend courses was to fly into one of the Texas cities. So we would regularly fly into Dallas, and we would only go when there was both a single family and multifamily event on the same week, just to save costs. And after listening to many, many multifamily road trips and case studies and other things, after a couple of years of doing the single families, buying single families in Dallas, we looked at each other and said, how come we're not doing this multifamily thing? And that's when we started dipping our toes. Our first passive investment was December of 2014.
So you started taking more of your capital and redistributing that capital from other places into multifamily deals, where you were partnering with other Lifestyles Unlimited members that were doing all the work, and all you had to do was decide whether the asset made sense for you, make that arrangement with the other Lifestyles Unlimited member, and then you're able to invest, and then basically you're just reading reports, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what caused you and Nicole to go one step further and actually be those people that owned and operated the asset itself?
So we were, of course, our main goal was ultimately to be able to retire ourselves. And I say even before that, our main goal was to have financial freedom so that if another round of layoffs came through, that we wouldn't be afraid of what was going to happen. And it became clear that we could get that route of single families, but it was going to take a lot of single families and a lot of time. With multifamily, we could deploy capital much quicker, so that accelerated a little bit, but at some point we realized that if we really wanted to grow really fast, the best way to do that was to be a lead. And so we put together the first syndication of Lifestyles members put together. We did the first one completely outside of Texas. It was a little 24-unit in Romulus, Michigan, that we bought in August of 2016.
Now, how difficult was it for you to live where you live now and operate a property that wasn't a couple blocks away?
Well, the Romulus property is actually very close from us here. But if we're talking about the single families we had in Dallas, single families are a pretty easy model to operate. Even when we had the turnkey rentals, what we would do is we would just hire property management companies to manage them. And so my workload on those single families, once we got it purchased, it was literally, I might get an email a month saying, hey, you know, something happened, or hey, the resident needs to have their lease renewed. Are you okay with this amount that we want to offer them for the rent? And that's how hard it was, really, almost nothing.
So what you're starting to fully understand is that real estate isn't that difficult to be involved with. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. It doesn't take a whole lot of money. It doesn't take a whole lot of risk aversion, especially if you know what you're doing, correct?
Yeah, I'll come back to most of us in the middle class. We're taught that the way we make money is to trade time for money. But the entire or one of the correct, I should say, one of the principles, the way Lifestyles puts deals together and runs our real estate, is to minimize the time that we're putting into it and maximizing our return on our time. And so they have developed the processes and procedures that allow us to do that and be very effective at it.
So when Nicole stepped away from her corporate job and regained 100% of her time, what did you guys do with regards to your business model? Did she just all of a sudden start taking those 80 hours a week she was spending in corporate America and spending those on your business? Or how did that play out?
No, actually, the amount of time our business requires is not nearly 80 hours a week, anyway, not anywhere close. In fact, one of the things we love about it is the flexibility it gives us. Is we want to work late on a Sunday night. That's completely our choice. And if we want to take a whole Wednesday or Tuesday off to do something else, that's our choice. So we love that flexibility. But no, my wife had enough extra time that she's now actually a national multifamily mentor with Lifestyles. So she helps people around the country acquire multifamily properties and make sure that they're doing it properly.
And you actually have your hand into the educational piece of Lifestyles Unlimited, correct?
I do. I now am one of the two-day presenters. The two-day is our course that gives everybody a full understanding of how to go out and buy a single-family property. It's a good overview so that you're comfortable doing that. And dips your toe into the multifamily space so you understand how multifamily investing works. And that has been hugely rewarding for me. I've learned a ton just doing it, but I think the greatest part of the whole thing is when somebody comes up to me maybe a year or two after they took my course and they tell me how much their life has changed, and they're just so grateful that they found Lifestyles and have all that information at their fingertips.
Yeah, that's part of the reason I do what I do also. It's not like you and I have to help other people, but it's such a common thread in what we believe within the organization. We have no choice but to help other people. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Greg some insider secret questions. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, if you're just joining me, I have Greg on the show with me now. Greg is a phenomenal real estate investor. He's actually been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a little over 10 years. You're coming up on your 11-year anniversary, are you not, Greg?
Yeah, except I can't tell you exactly what date we joined. I don't remember.
Oh, that's good. I can't tell you either because I don't bother tracking any of that stuff. So we'll just go with 10-plus and we'll just call it good. How's that?
That's fine with me.
So as we were going to break, I kind of put you on the spot, and I said that I was going to ask you a bunch of insider secret questions, but
you're making me nervous, Al.
I know, but so I'm trying to figure out what an insider secret question is in real estate, because we're not governed by the same ridiculous rules that the stock market's governed by, are we?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, one of the things that we talk about within Lifestyles is most middle-class folks have what we call the scarcity mentality. I gave you the example of getting my performance review at my company. Only one person can get the higher raise. But there's plenty of single-family properties to buy out there. There's plenty of multifamily properties to buy out there. And if we can help each other get better and smarter at managing them and buying them, everybody wins. We call that the abundance mentality.
Yeah, it's, you know, that was a difficult concept for me to wrap my head around, because I really thought that, you know, it was, if you had an opportunity to buy a particular property, that was the property you had to figure out a way to make that property work, because there was nothing else available, right? But once you take a step back, like we're taught to do, and you realize there is a massive landscape of available assets out there, and you start identifying what it is you're looking for, you're able to hone in. So here's some insider secrets you could probably share with them, Greg. How do you teach our members to locate property?
Yeah, and I'll just go back up, Al. This is not a secret. You come to my 2-day course, we'll talk all about this, right? This is stuff we teach. This is the basic information at Lifestyle. But there's many ways to find single-family properties out there. One way is to cultivate a whole group of real estate agents that can help you out. We don't want you to get on a drip, you know, because you'll just inbox will get flooded. But you'd have to go out there and teach the real estate agents how to find the, you know, rundown properties that we love to buy because they're the greatest value. But when I teach the 2-day, I actually show you how to find these things on the MLS. People say, oh, you can't do that. The market's too hot. But there are ways you can find them. And once you know the search criteria, it's something you can, in a quick search in 5 minutes, you can start finding properties in your neighborhood.
Wait a minute. Don't I have to, like, get a real estate license and get a subscription to the multiple listing service in order to do that?
No, I use, frankly, I use tools that anybody anywhere can use to find these things. And actually, getting a real estate license can be a detriment when you're an investor.
How so?
Oh, well, usually the main problem is you're going to have to disclose that. And so oftentimes, if you're trying to buy a house, you know, that's a distressed house, people get very uncomfortable. If a real estate agent is buying this, I must be have it priced too low. Or if you just say, hey, I'm an investor, I buy properties like this, you know, oftentimes it's easier to acquire those properties at discounts versus if you have to disclose that you're a real estate agent.
Yeah, because once you have that license and you have to disclose, it's like saying, I'm an expert in what I'm doing, right? So that puts the other party on their guard, whereas if you and I roll up and, you know, neither one of us look like Tom Cruise, so I'm sure people, you know, underestimate us a little bit. We know exactly what we're looking at. We know financially what it's going to take to get this thing back to its glory days. And we can usually figure out in about 5 minutes or less whether or not the deal is going to make sense or we pass on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. How long does it take to hone your skills to be able to do that?
I think it just depends on how much effort people put into it. I mean, I've been at it for 10 years and I'm always getting a little bit better. So it's not like there's a start and a stop. It's a continuous education process, but we should be able to give you enough in our 2-day presentation that you should be able to feel comfortable going out there and starting to look at things. And we have a ton of classes available to our members online so that they can continue to hone their skills and continue to get better and better at searching, finding, and owning properties.
You know, one of the things that I've been harping on this show for the past couple of weeks is I really want people to lay out their goals and objectives. What are your thoughts on a new real estate investor laying out their goals and objectives? I mean, is that something they need to knock out right up front, or is that something that you can pick up maybe somewhere down the road?
Al, I firmly believe in goals. There was actually a study in the 50s. A Yale professor was interviewing people that were leaving Yale, and he found there were only about 3% of the people that had formal written goals when they left the university. And then he studied those people decades later, and he found out the ones that had goals had net worth greater than all the other 97 or 98% of the people who had left, which is pretty impressive. So I firmly believe goal setting is critical, because if you're not setting your goals, who's setting them? probably your boss, right? So every year, my wife and I, we sit down and write out goals. We have a little book that we keep them in. And then occasionally throughout the year, we'll write, you know, what's happened? Have we achieved them? Where are we? Or every now and then, you know, you have a goal that you can't achieve for some reason that year, put it on the next year's. And so we just, every year we review those. Every year we have our agreed set of goals. And what's amazing is when you write them down and you talk to each other about them, it's amazing how many of them you can actually accomplish in a year.
Yeah, one of the things Tina did for us is she created a board that's in our bedroom, and it's a visual representation of our goals. So she's got one section that's 1 year, she's got one section that's 2 years, she's got one section that's five, and then she's got one that says eternity. And we have pictures that we put up on this board that represent what it is we want to accomplish. So like in the 1 year section, we've got a picture of a cruise ship up there, and the cruise ship is going through Alaska, through the glaciers, right? So what are we doing this year? I'm taking Tina on a cruise to Alaska, something that we have never, ever done before, something that we never could afford to do before we became real estate investors. And I'll tell you what, it's so beautiful. Once you get to that place of retirement that Nicole has gotten to, that I've gotten to, that technically you're at, and we realize you're just working an exit strategy right now, you've gotten there. And now we're just working on the lifestyle. Tell me about what you're doing for your lifestyle growth.
First of all, congratulations on achieving one of your goals.
Thank you.
I decided now that I'm gonna sneak into your house and put a picture of Al buying me a nice dinner on your visual. that'd be great. We are very excited to get to the point where I'm retired because it frees us up. Nicole and I love traveling, and it's really hard when you have a high-pressure W-2 job to be more away for more than a week at a time. But this summer we're planning two week-long trips to Europe. Knock on wood, this whole Russian invasion thing won't cause a hiccup in that. But actually, we leave for one of them in a little over a month, and we're very excited about it. We're going to go to Portugal first.
I think that'll be a safe place for you to go. Yeah, the further east you go, just don't go that way. You'll be okay. But yeah, the world is crazy. I mean, there are things that occur in the world that you and I don't have any control over. And ironically, there are things that happen in the workplace that you and I don't have control over. But that's the point I want to get back to, Greg, is that you have 100% control of your life. You are orchestrating an exit from a 26-year career with a Fortune 500 company, and you're doing it on your terms and your conditions. And I'll tell you what, Greg, that is the coolest thing in the world to me. I want to thank you for being on the show, Greg. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Expo because, man, I haven't seen you for a while, and I'm looking to party. When we come back from the break, I'm going to bring Kirby on. And Kirby, well, I'm a Kirby fan. Let's just leave it at that. Stick around. When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to switch gears here because I need to bring Kirby on. And the reason I'm bringing Kirby on is because you need to hear from somebody that was able to do what Greg did, but at a much younger age. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Now Kirby's in his mid to late 30s right now. But at the age of 33, he wrecked his corporate career as a financial planner of all things. He destroyed that specifically because he came to Lifestyles Unlimited to learn the exact same things that I learned, the same things that Greg learned. And you know what Kirby did? He did the same thing we did. He put a plan of action together and he went for it. Now, Kirby, welcome to the show. You know I'm a big Kirby fan, right?
I appreciate the compliment. Yes, thank you.
I got to tell the audience why I'm a big Kirby fan, because when a young man like you changes his mindset, I mean, steps away from a financial services career to go into the, well, let's just call it the dark zone, if we will, right? Into a place called real estate where you guys with all those security and exchange licenses, you don't play over there, but you went over there and you found something fantastic. Did you not?
I absolutely did. Yeah. Real estate investing has been amazing, and it's because of Lifestyles. I've learned how to do it successfully.
And you put together this incredible plan that took you away from, let's call it a very lucrative career. I mean, you were making good money as a financial planner, were you not?
Yes, I was.
But you're making much better money as a real estate investor, and you control all of your time now, do you not?
I do. I have control of my time. I have control of my geography. I don't have to be anywhere specific, you know, and I have earned income for being a lead investor, and I have passive income, both of which covers all of our expenses 100%. So I don't worry about any finances anymore.
I know, it's a great thing, isn't it? I mean, not having to worry about money, not having to worry about if the water heater goes out, not having to worry about if, you know, the transmission goes out on the car. Heck, you're at a point where if the transmission goes out on the car, you just go get another car, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. No transmission.
All right. I know we're just having fun here, but the point I'm trying to make is that Kirby changed his life for the better. And he's not going back to where he was. And more importantly, as a lead investor, Kirby is helping other Lifestyles Unlimited members by allowing people like me to invest with him so that we can get the same kind of results that he's achieving without having to do all the work that he's doing. We're happy that he's doing the work because he's really, really good at it. And that's what we love about our lead investors at Lifestyles Unlimited. They're really good at what they do. And here's the neat thing. As part of our expo event, now this is the big event we do annually. We're going to do it in Houston in March of 2022. And if you want free tickets, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. I'll get you connected. I'll get you general admission tickets. Not a problem. But one of the things that we do in conjunction with the expo event is we do this thing called the Masters Road Trip. And the Masters Road Trip is an opportunity for anybody to get on a bus with a bunch of Lifestyles Unlimited members and go to four different Lifestyles Unlimited member-owned properties. Remember, Lifestyles Unlimited does not own any of these assets. Our members own these assets. And the neat thing is you're going to have mentors, you're going to have other lead investors, you're going to have passive investors going to a property. And one of the properties you're going to go to just happens to be owned and operated by my friend Kirby here. So Kirby, what will people see when they come to your asset?
We have a beautiful property. It's rated 4.7 stars on Google. I've had it for about 3 years. It's a unique community that has all one-bedroom floor plans, one of which is a two-story loft or townhome. That's a very neat floor plan. We're currently adding brand-new washer and dryers in select apartments so that our residents can do their laundry inside of their apartment rather than have to go out to a common laundry area and wash their clothes. We're also upgrading the kitchens. We're installing granite countertops, you know, glass mosaic, tile backsplash. We're upgrading the bathrooms with new finishes and the lights, the bathtub, countertops, etc. And the apartments look brand new. You know, they look amazing. And it's a beautiful property. I'm very excited to share it.
Now, it sounds like this thing is brand new. How old is this asset?
So We've managed as a lead investor for about 3 years. It was built in 1973. It's always been very well maintained. It's in a very good area. And residents love living there. Many have lived there for 5, 10, 15 years, and they renew their lease every year because it's a great community. And it's been a good area. We attract a lot of different demographics of people who have jobs in the area. It's great.
So you really don't have a problem finding great residents to live in your property because you follow that best product for the best price concept that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, do you not?
Absolutely. We have no problem finding residents. Our property is almost always full. You know, I joke that someone must be sick or, you know, someone's out of the office if we're under, you know, 95 or 97% occupancy because we're always have demand year round, and our residents don't like to move out. And when someone does, we've even had people move out and they move right back in. They move into another apartment because their job transferred or something and they didn't want a long commute, but they ended up hating that new apartment they moved to, and they moved right back into the existing apartment where they moved out of.
Wow. There's something called loyalty. I mean, that's really kind of unheard of in the real estate business, but that sounds a little bit like loyalty to me.
It really is. It's just an amazing property, and residents really love it. They watch over it. You know, they take care of their inside of their apartments. They respect and utilize the common areas, the pool, the dog park. And they're just a good group of people. It's a great area. I can't brag about it enough.
Hey, let's brag about the numbers. I mean, if I were invested with you in this asset, what kind of returns would I be seeing as a passive investor in this deal?
Sure. So right now we're distributing about 7 to 8% annualized cash flow. And with this particular property, we are paying out cash flow monthly. You know, a lot of the Lifestyles properties pay out every quarter, every 3 months, but because of the loan structure and the number of investors in the property, we've decided to pay out monthly. So every month we send out ACH direct deposit to our investors, including myself, because I'm invested in the property. I'm one of the largest owners, and we send out, you know, cash flow to your bank account of 7 to 8% per year.
Sorry, I'm playing with Mr. Calculator here. I'm trying to figure out with my monthly. That's about, what, $750? If I put $100,000 in, I'm getting routinely about $750-ish, maybe around that number every month, like clockwork.
Yes, that's correct. It's around $600-$700 per month.
Okay,
it does vary a little bit by month. Yeah, but it's very close. You know, we have distributed as much as 8.5% or 9%. So there's been months where we sent out even more than $750 or $800 per month. And you know, the good thing about Houston and Texas is that our rents are rising here in Texas and all across the country, and it's because there's a lack of housing. And as our rents increase, our net profit or net operating income goes up, and that's just more money I can send out to the investors every month.
Now, if I had given you $100,000 3 years ago, are you still holding on to all that $100,000? What's going on with that? Do I get any of that back? Or
sure, good question. So back in September of last year, in 2021. We refinanced the property. We went from about a 4% interest rate down to just over 2%. So our interest rate is just like 2.05 or 2.1% that we pay. So our cash flow went up quite a bit. And we pulled out about 30% of our original investment. So on $100,000, we pulled out $30,000 that we sent back to the passive investors. So they only have $70,000 left in the deal, right, in their investment. But we're also still distributing that 7 to 8% cash flow on what money they have left in the property.
Wow. See, this is all music to my ears because this is what I heard you say. Hey, give me some money. I'm going to use all of it for a while. But after a 3 year period, I'm going to do something. I'm going to give you back some of your money. But when I do that, I'm not going to affect your cash flow. As a matter of fact, I'm going to improve your cash flow. Man, this is why you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you invest with people like Kirby. Hey, Kirby, I'm so glad you came on the show today. I'm sorry we had just a short amount of time to talk, but I'm going to see you at Expo, and I'm looking forward to seeing that property on the Masters Road Trip. And if you want to get started, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com.
Del Wamsley on how to live the lifestyle.
When you get to that point where you realize the dire need for people to have a job, and you understand the dire need for your product to be delivered to your customer,
Now you realize that you're supporting both. You're actually creating a way for these people to survive. So I have tenants. Tenants can't buy homes. They can't buy places to live. They are totally dependent on us producing clean, functional housing at a decent price. Likewise, my employees need money. And so they have the skill sets to provide the clean, functional housing in return for earning a wage. Now, I get paid because I figured out how to go get somebody else to lend me money to take risks and buy this business. I am taking the risk of hiring these people and knowing I have to pay them whether or not we make any money. I'm taking the risk that tenants will move in and maybe do damage or not pay. I'm taking all that risk. Yet, with the skill sets of understanding how to deal with that,
thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.